trying to keep your money from flying out the window. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's cold outside, and maybe inside, if your house isn't properly insulated. Home energy efficiency is a big issue, and a new study gives Michigan kudos for making it a priority, as Tanya Ott reports.
Randy Rice has lived in his Southgate, Michigan house for 13 years. He's lived there and often shivers there.
Certainly believe that the air was leaking upstairs. You know, we could feel some breezes. Then I just saw dollars flying out the window.
Rice replaced the windows 5 years ago and it helped, but he still worries about leaks around the windows. So he called in
Amanda Godward with EcoTelligent Homes. I'm the owner and energy auditor.
Godward's first step is to interview customers like Randy Rice. She takes house measurements, checks out insulation in the attic and the windows. Then she goes all high tech with the thermal infrared scan.
We use this to find flaws in the insulation in the walls without having to do any destructive testing.
She turns on a fan that pulls out all of the air in the room. It creates a vacuum, so cold air from the outside is pulled inside. She can see on a scanner all the little cracks and holes where air is sneaking in.
Around windows, around light fixtures. By not sealing those air leaks, you're allowing your house to have drafts, which cause it to be uncomfortable, but also letting the air that you pay to heat in the wintertime literally fly out through those leaks.
Godward did an initial energy audit on Randy Rice's home a while back. She suggested changes like heavier insulation in the attic, caulking light fixtures and windows, and replacing weather stripping. She's back at the house today to see if it made a difference.
Yellow is hot and purple is cold, so we're looking for areas that are purple because that's where the cold air from the outside is being drawn into the warm house.
When all's said and done, Godward announces that the air leakage is reduced by 15%. For Randy Rice, that translates to about $150 in savings each year.
In 4.5 years, I should actually be saving money and able to pay off what I've invested today.
Efforts like this by homeowners and other measures snagged Michigan top honors as most improved state on the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy scorecard for 2011. Michigan jumped 10 spots in the rankings. Michael Shortino is the council's senior research analyst.
Like any investment, there's an upfront cost. And, you know, consumers basically just have to weigh, you know, what types of investments they want to make. Insulation is an investment. You're going to get the payback, though, and I think what energy efficiency has proven is that it's a very reliable payback. I mean, you were going to get your money back after a certain amount of time.
Shortino also points to a 2008 Michigan law that requires utilities to meet an energy efficiency savings goal of 1% of their total sales per year. The Michigan Public Service Commission estimates that for every dollar utility companies spend on energy efficiency programs, customers save $3 in avoided energy costs. You can save, too. Energy auditor Amanda Godward says the easiest fixes include caulking windows, putting those little foam gaskets around your electrical outlets, and switching to compact fluorescent lights. That alone can save up to $250 a year. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.
Want to know how much money switching to compact fluorescent lights could save? We've got a link to an energy savings calculator on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.